Treasury Salute, featuring Jim Amici in a specially transcribed drama, Portrait of a Gunner. And now, the Treasury Salute, Portrait of a Gunner.
Well, it's over now. The shooting's over. Sit back and take a deep breath of peace. Breathe it slowly and don't waste it. Take this one day of peace minute by minute. Do you know what it cost? Someday they'll add it up and list it in the World Almanac and write it down in the history books. They'll put it down in dollars and cents and the number of casualties. But they'll leave something out of the figures. They always do. They'll leave out what was paid by the living who gave no money and no blood. Guys like me, Mike Leavitt, top turret gunner. I bought my share of this piece. Hard to say just what the currency was, but hour by hour, day by day, I shelled out my youth. You won't find it listed in the official figures, but I think you ought to know how the living paid for this war. Okay, this is the way it was. It was the 19th mission, or the 20th or 21st, it doesn't matter. I sit up there walled in by the same gun turret, flying through the same monotonous sky, listening to the same pounding of the engines. I get the feeling we're standing still. We're crawling through the sky, inch by inch. I used to like the sound of those engines, steady, dependable. Now they grind in my ears, and I hate that lousy sound. Something's wrong with that number two engine. Doesn't sound right. I better go down and take a look. There's nothing wrong with that engine. You're imagining things. You just want an excuse to get out of the turret. So I've got to get out of here. I step down and start through the plane. It's a little routine I have to break the monotony. I go up behind the pilot. How's it going, Lieutenant?
Taking it easy. We'll need all the gas we can save. It's a long haul.
How long?
Ask the navigator.
Yeah, I'll ask Shaw.
Shaw? What are you talking about? Shaw was shot down last week.
Oh, yeah. I start back through the plane, past the navigator.
We ought to hit the target about noon. If we're lucky, we'll be back for supper.
Back through the plane. Hausler's in the ball turret.
Leavitt, I'll give you a tip. Absolutely free of charge. If you ever have a son, don't let him be a gunner. I don't mind taking a gamble, but no playing against a marked deck.
Keep going, back into the waist. And Pappy Hanneron's sitting there in the window. How you doing, Pappy?
This is no job for an old man.
I climb back into the top turret and just sit there and wait. I listen to that grinding of the engines. Every mission, 12 steady hours of that sound. My hands begin to shake. I feel weak in the stomach. The waiting. The lousy, deadly waiting. I look at my watch. We've been in the air just 3 minutes. When we got back to the tent, we all sat around very quietly. I had a letter from Evie. It came before the mission, but I waited to read it. When a letter came before I was going to fly, I'd never read it. I'd leave it lying there in the bed. Wasn't like having my wife to come home to, but it was the only thing I had.
I'm glad when you write me what it was like on a mission. It makes it easier to know a little bit about how you live. I feel so far away from you. More than miles. More than an ocean between us. I wish I could write and tell you. I put down the words, but they never say it. I want to tell you so much, so bad I could weep. It's like being crippled not to be able to find the words. I love you. I'm very proud of you. It's early in the morning now and time to go to work. I love you, Evie.
The next mission was the 23rd. I'll never forget that. Number 23. A long one. Czechoslovakia. An hour away from the target, I knew it was going to be bad. There was supposed to be an escort waiting for us, but something went wrong and they weren't there. I kept looking into the sky, waiting for them to turn up. Then Nollenberg called in.
Fighters! A lot of them coming in from the tail! I think they're ours! I never saw so many fighters!
Fighters! Fighters! 50 to 60 of them! They blacked the sky out! They're out to get us. Nollenberg, Charlie, watch it. The 21st Squadron went down. They're all gone. Oh, God, keep shooting, Charlie. Where are they? There. They're coming up again. Oh, the 20th Squadron's all gone. Can you see them, Charlie? Knock the lousy, stinking guts out of them. Oh, Charlie, watch them. The wing plane's on fire. It's Hausler. Can you see him? He's burning up. Hausler! Everybody's going down. They're burning. Everybody's burning. Holy Mary, full of grace. Everybody's burning. Dear Evie, this won't be a very long letter. I'm sorry, just can't seem to get started. We finished another mission, but don't worry, I'm okay. I'm just tired, that's all. I'm going to close this now, try to get some sleep. Love, Mike.
Oh. Mike! Mike! Are you asleep?
So quiet. The engines are so quiet I can hardly hear them. Where are we going? I can't remember where we're going. Levitt to pilot. Hey, Hutch, I forgot the target. Where are we going?
Taking it easy. We'll need all the gas we can save. It's a long haul.
Yeah, I know, but where are we going?
Taking it easy. We'll need all the gas we can save. It's a long haul.
I asked you, where's the target? What's the matter with you? Hey, Hausler, what's the matter with Hutch? What's the matter with everybody? Hey, Hutch, there's something wrong with the engines. They're running away. Hutch! Hutch, where are you? Where's the co-pilot? There's nobody flying the plane. I better tell the guys. Hausler? Hey, Hausler, where are you? Well, the vault turret's empty. Where is everybody? Happy? Nobody here. Hey, Nollenberg? You back there? Where'd you go? Where'd everybody go? You guys crazy leaving me in the plane alone? What are you trying to do, run out of me? Hausler? All right, you bunch of yellow cowards. Where is everybody? What are you trying to do?
Hey, Mike, what time is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were asleep. Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You're sweating all over. It's soaked through your shirt.
It's nothing. Give me a cigarette, will you? The days went by one, very slowly. The weather was getting colder and there were bad clouds. Missions began to get canceled. Nothing to do but sit around and wait.
I had headaches all the time. My hands were still shaking, and I was afraid when I wrote a letter. Evie could tell.
Dear Mike, your letters are so short, I keep wondering if anything's wrong. You never write about the missions anymore. Oh, please understand, I'm not angry. I know you're very tired. It's just letters are the only thing we have now. You're in another world, and I don't know what you're doing. I have to know. I haven't anything else to say, but I'm always afraid to stop writing. I just keep on writing anything that comes into my mind. I feel that I have you with me, and if I ever end the letter, you'll be gone. I don't have anything else to say except I love you. God, I feel so helpless. Love, Evie.
They say a tour is 50 missions. It's just twice that. You fly your missions in the daytime, and you fly everyone again at night. That last mission. I waited for it so long, sweated it out day after day, and then, when it came, I don't know, all of a sudden, I was very calm. I landed in the afternoon on the 1st of December. I stepped out of the plane at exactly 4 o'clock. The last mission was over. I wasn't excited. I was very tired. I walked back to my tent alone. It was hours later when it hit me all of a sudden. I'm through. I'm finished. I ran down to the supply to turn in my equipment. I couldn't get rid of it fast enough. Then I went to check up on my orders. Then I packed. I couldn't wait to get out of there. We pulled out of Naples, out of the harbor in the darkness. I stayed up on deck and watched the ruins of Italy fade off into the night. I was all tight inside, like I was gonna bust wide open. I wanted to yell at the top of my lungs. I had to force myself to calm down. I lit a cigarette and my hands were still shaking, but I didn't care. I stood there looking off into the darkness. Hello, Evie. I'm sorry I didn't write you, but it doesn't matter now. I'm going home. I'm through.
Keep up that habit you started during the war, the habit of saving through payroll savings an extra bond for a home of your own or a chance to retire. Remember, at maturity, you get $4 for every $3 you invest in United States Savings e-bonds. Every bond you buy and hold pays another installment on a dream, a home or a college education for the children. Keep up your small, regular savings, and it will amount to real money in 10 years. The United States Treasury thanks Jim Amici and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Millard Lampel and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warno. This is Ed Darlington speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They're an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.